Metro Winds, written and read by Isabel Carmody. So, there was a girl. Young, but not too young. A face as unformed as an egg, so that one could not tell if she would turn out to be fair or astonishingly ugly. She was to be sent to a city in another land by a mother and father in the midst of a divorce. The one thing they could agree upon was that the girl should not be exposed to the violence they meant to commit on their life. There was a quality in her that made it impossible to do the ravening that the end of love required. She must be sent away, the father had said in civil but forbidding tones. For her own good, the mother agreed. My sister will have her. The girl stood between them, wordless and passive as a bolster, as it was arranged that she was to be sent to the city where her mother had spent her childhood. This girl, who had lived on a remote coast of a remote land in a solitary yellow house, listening to the chilly grey sea that rushed straight from the ice pole to pound on the shore beside her bedroom window. Red-nosed and blue-lipped, bare-armed and bare-legged, in a faded shift, she had played among rocks where crabs scuttled through pools of clouded sky. But on the day of the departure, she wore a navy blue dress and a jacket lined with grey silk, dark stockings and patent leather shoes, all of which had been purchased from a catalogue. The heavy mass of silken hair had been wetted and bound tightly into two braids. She watched her night shift being folded into a dark, boxy suitcase, although the mother and aunt agreed that once she arrived, she would be provided with a wardrobe befitting her life in the city. She can't go with nothing, the mother murmured to herself as she closed the mouth of the case. There was little enough in it, yet how could she be blamed for the lack of clothes or beloved toys to pack or much-read books? The girl could not be forced to accumulate such things. The mother glanced at the girl with a pang of unease as she straightened, but reminded herself that the child's destination was a very old and sophisticated city and not some dangerous wilderness. So what need was there for anxiety? She wanted to cup the girl's face and kiss the cheeks and eyelids tenderly, but only rested her hands lightly on her shoulders, felt the fragility of them, noted absently that her own fingers were stiff as dried twigs. You will see, she said vaguely.